Good afternoon and welcome to For the Cause of Christ, the radio ministry of the North Coast Baptist Church of Lakewood. The church is under the direction of its pastor, John Lutz. Stay tuned for a message straight and direct from the Word of God. Here now with this week's message is Pastor John Lutz.
Well, good afternoon. This is not Pastor John Lutz today. This is Pastor Al Davis sitting in for Pastor Lutz. Pastor Lutz has previously occupied today, and I believe at this moment he may be down at the Veterans Cemetery in Rittman, Ohio, the National Veterans Cemetery there. And so do pray for him. And he'll be back, Lord willing, next week, back behind the microphone. But he had an engagement down there he had to be to. And mentioning the Veterans Cemetery down in Rittman, of course, tomorrow is Veterans Day. And so we'll be talking about that a little bit here today, as well as in the next half hour. Of course, I'm Pastor Al Davis. I'm pastor of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. We're in Richfield, Ohio, midway between Akron and Cleveland. And I host Live with Pastor Al, which is coming up at 1:30. So hope you'll stay tuned for that as well. And just as a program note, at 1:30, we'll open up the telephone lines if somebody wants to call in on this day before Veterans Day. And the phone number, if you want to make a note of that, is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we'll go ahead and open the phone lines up for the next half hour at 1:30 when our program Live with Pastor Al comes on. So just make a note of that right there. But also, I do want to let you know you can find out more about me and the Richfield Bible Baptist Church if you go to livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And, of course, Pastor Lutz occasionally fills in for me as well on our programs. And so sometimes we do a combined program. So glad to have you with us here this afternoon on the radio here this afternoon. And let's see here. I was going to touch on something here since Veterans Day's coming up. I was looking at a couple of passages here, and I thought I'd talk about. And the one that I wanted to focus on is found in 2 Corinthians. And we're going to turn over there to 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. That's 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. And there's a couple of things here that I thought are interesting when you think about Veterans Day, and we think about the many people listening who have served in the United States military, one branch or the other. I myself was in the United States Air Force in the 1980s. I actually left the Air Force to go into the ministry. Otherwise, I would have probably stayed in for a bit longer. But I like to point out that we have 3 days that often get confused with being Veterans Day. Actually, one of the three is Veterans Day. That's tomorrow, November the 11th. It's always November the 11th in honor of the end of World War I. It was also called Armistice Day. Some people still call it Armistice Day. And but we have two other days, and both of them are in May. One of them is May 20th. That's Armed Forces Day. And then there's Memorial Day, which, of course, bounces around. It's usually the last Monday in May. And this past year, it was May 29th. And that is not Veterans Day, and neither is Armed Forces Day. Armed Forces Day is a day set aside to commemorate, to remember, and honor those who are serving in the United States Armed Forces. The next day, Memorial Day, at the end of May, is the day set aside to remember those who gave their life in the Armed Forces of the United States, gave their lives for our freedom. And, you know, we think of the idea that everybody that's serving, you may have seen this or some variation on this. If you've been in the military, you signed a blank check payable up to and including your life, and payable to the to, you know, the United States. And so Memorial Day recognizes those who made the ultimate payment, the sacrifice of their life. And so we have Memorial Day. And, you know, I appreciate that veterans get recognized on Memorial Day, but it really isn't Veterans Day. It's a day to honor those who gave their life. Yes, they're veterans, but it's in a special class. And then, of course, we have November the 11th, and November the 11th is Veterans Day for those who have served in the United States military. And of course, we do honor veterans and active duty and those that gave their all on all 3 days. But understand, Armed Forces Day is a day set aside especially for those who are currently serving. Memorial Day is a day set aside to honor and remember those who gave their all. And then Veterans Day is a day that you can celebrate and honor our many veterans. So to all of our veterans listening, thank you for your service and happy Veterans Day to you. And if you go online, there's a variety of sites, by the way, where you can find things tomorrow where you can get some freebies if you're a veteran. There are some things like get-go gas stations. You can always get free coffee as a veteran there any day of the year, 365 days a year. You just have to have some evidence that you're a veteran. And if you have a veteran ID, of course, military, active duty military can get free coffee there too. And I believe first responders, police, fire, paramedics, things like that can all get free coffee 365 days a year at Giant or at Get Go. So that's kind of a nice deal. And just to like point that out to veterans, a lot of times veterans don't know that. And then there's a number of places tomorrow. You can go online and just do a search for Veterans Day freebies or Veterans Day free things. And there's a number of places, a number of restaurants that have free meals or discounted meals. A number of places have free admission or discounted admission. So you can check that out on just Google that. You'll find it. Yeah, it's too much information to try and get out in just a couple of minutes. But if you're a veteran, go online. If you know a veteran, go online. You can find some stuff that you can treat them to, perhaps, on Veterans Day tomorrow. All right. Well, with that, I want to jump into 2 Corinthians here. And let's have a word of prayer. We'll take a look at this passage here and think of this especially in light of Veterans Day coming up tomorrow. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you again for the opportunity to look into your word. We do pray that you would open it up to us, Lord. Bless the program today. Help us to be a blessing, encouragement to somebody. Father, as we think of Veterans Day tomorrow, and we think of those that were willing to sacrifice, and although some saw combat, some did not see combat, some suffered injury, some did not suffer injury, some came home, some did not come home. Lord, we thank you for all those that were willing to serve. Father, we just pray that you bless them in a special way tomorrow on Veterans Day. In the meanwhile, Lord, as we look into your word together, we do pray that you would open it up to us. Help us see what you'd have us to see today. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, looking in the 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, I want to begin reading here, and Paul is writing starting in verse number 1. Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. And then he says this in verse number 3, starting in verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. And as I read that passage there, you see in the first two verses there, Paul is talking about how he's trying to come to them with meekness and gentleness of Christ, and how being absent, he was bold toward them, and he was hoping that when he was with them, he would not have to be so bold, but that he could come to them with that meekness and gentleness, essentially. And then he begins to contrast the walking according to the flesh, according to how we should walk and how we should war as Christians. And that's where he closes out verse 2 by saying, as if we walked according to the flesh, and starts verse 3 by saying, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. And thinking about Veterans Day, and a lot of times, you know, people think that, how can you, as a Christian, serve in the military? Well, there's a lot of military analogies in the Bible. The Apostle Paul used it many times, and he uses it here where he talks about warring and the weapons of our warfare and the pulling down of strongholds. And yeah, I looked up the definition of a stronghold just out of curiosity to see what the dictionary would describe a stronghold as. And it, you know, the idea of a stronghold, it's actually exactly what it says that it is. It is a hold, which is usually a place where people can hold up together, gather together, and it's fortified, it's strong. And so it's a well-fortified place, or also known as a fortress. You know, when they made the castles in the medieval era, they would have the castle, and you had a series of defenses in the castle. You had the castle walls and the gates, and even before that, if you've ever been over in Europe someplace, I can remember when I was stationed in England in the United States Air Force going up to York, England. Beautiful place, well worth it. If you ever get a chance to go to the British Isles, you have to go to York. It's really a beautiful place. And they have around York, the city of York, the main part of it, the old part of it, the old city walls are still there. And so in reality, beyond the castle walls, you had the city walls, and that was really the first defense. And then after the city walls, you had the castle walls and the castle gates. And as you went in to the castle, then you had certain areas within the castle, and inside of the castle, you had a well-fortified place, a fortress, a stronghold that was there, that was the place of, in a sense, the place of last resort where the defenders could go to, kind of what some people build into houses, a safe room. And it's fortified, and it's made to be defensible so that it's the last holdout when you're under attack. And when you look at Paul's language here, and he talks about warring and not warring after the flesh, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We are going up against spiritual evil in the world around us. And when you look at the elections this past Tuesday, you know, I've had some conversations with some people after the elections, and just the sadness, I guess is what I want to say. I don't know if I can say disappointment so much, because unfortunately, although issue 1 passed in Ohio and issue 2 passed in Ohio by a little larger margins than what I expected them to pass, at the same time, I expected them, you know, unfortunately, to pass, and there's some reason for that. Part of the reason, of course, is that when issue 1 back in August failed, we saw that a number of people were not as against abortion as perhaps we would have thought would have been the case. And it looked like at the time, you know, we had a narrow margin. And if you recall issue 1 in August, the purpose of issue 1, part of the purpose of issue 1, was to amend the Ohio Constitution is amended. Right now, Ohio's Constitution can be amended with a bare minimum simple majority. literally 50% plus one vote. And based on the last gubernatorial election in Ohio, that works out to 50.00001% of the vote is all it takes to change the Ohio Constitution. And it looked like we had about 53 or so percent, maybe somewhere between 51-53% of the people who were supportive of abortion, and many of them did not want to pass issue one in August, because had it been in place, issue one would have not been successful this past Tuesday. But it won. Yes, it did. Issue one won by about 56.6% of the vote, which means about 56% or 56.6% voted yes, and 43.4% voted no. And look how this parallels the vote in August on issue one in August, the issue that was designed to alter to help protect Ohio's Constitution. And hopefully maybe someday we'll still get something like that in place. I think it's still needed. But interestingly enough, issue one in August failed by 42.9% of the vote. That's awful close to how much issue one in November, or the number of people that voted against issue one in November. Remember, the number of people who voted against issue one in November was 43.4% of the vote. But here it is in August, 42.9% of the people voting voted for issue one in August. And I'm trying to keep from being too confusing here. They're both named issue one because that has to do with the election, the particular election that they're in. And so what we can take from this is essentially the same number of people who voted to protect Ohio's Constitution in August are the same number of people who voted to protect Ohio's unborn children in November. Likewise, the people who voted against protecting the Ohio Constitution in August, which was 57.1% of the vote, is very similar to the number of people who voted to allow abortion on demand up until the last moment, the last day, just before the baby's ready to be due, to be delivered. And that is 56.6% of the vote. Interesting, 57.1% and 56.6%. Very similar. And so it would appear that here in Ohio, the people who came out to protect the Ohio Constitution in August were the same people who came to protect the unborn children in November. But the problem is, and we have to face this as Christians, we are facing a spiritual battle here in Ohio over the lives of unborn children. And when you look at this, it shows that you and I and those that are listening that are pro-life, we don't seem to be in the majority in this state. I hate to have to put it that way. But how else do you explain what happened in these two elections? Because issue one in August was basically presented, most people looked at it and thought about it in terms of abortion and using issue one in August to prevent the abortion issue in November from being passed by a high enough majority. And that's what motivated a lot of people. And I know I was out there, Summit County Fair, we had a booth, and we were talking about people, our church booth. We were engaging a number of people in regards to issue one. And we talked about the protecting the Ohio Constitution. And we talked about how every county in Ohio should have a voice in these citizen-led petitions. Right now, only half the counties need to be visited and sign petitions, which means that half of Ohio's counties are just completely left out of this. And so we talked about those things, but it really ultimately came down to people talking about abortion. And so It was a spiritual battle that we were involved in. And when we look at this, you know, Paul said that for we walk, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. And here's part of our problem. I think a lot of times we've been warring after the flesh in regards to this spiritual battle that we have going on around us. We've been warring after the flesh, and I'm as guilty when, you know, the old adage, when the preacher points his finger at you, four fingers are pointing back at himself. And I'm just as guilty. You know, we went out, we got the signs out there. We went out and we talked to people, and we had things set up, and I know people who went in different places with signs, and we were out there doing all these things. But here's the thing. How much were we praying? Because Paul said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Going out with signs, we're talking about carnal things, you know, meaning things of the world. We walk in the flesh. That's how we think. That seems reasonable to us. And, you know, the other side had much more money to spend. They outspent us. They out-signed us. They out-everything with us, and they outvoted us. And they worked with carnal weapons. So why do we lose? Why do we lose? Well, the weapons of our warfare, he says, are not carnal. And I think, myself included, sometimes we've been too guilty of using the world's tactics in order to fight these spiritual battles that we find ourselves in, when in reality, the spiritual weapons that we have, that God has for us, they're not carnal, they're spiritual. And he says they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, which means they can reach in to that very center, the fortified center, in the center of the castle, beyond the city gates, beyond the castle walls, beyond all of that, right into the very stronghold, where we can change things and pull down strongholds. And, as he says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And this is what we need. And of course, those spiritual weapons that we talk about, that we should think about, it is, in reality, it's prayer. It's prayer, and it's fasting, and it's prayer, and it's prayer. Because you know what? Prayer changes things. Remember the old expression the guy on the radio used to have, God's still on the throne and prayer changes things. And you know, I think as Christians, oftentimes we have fallen back into trying to echo the world. We want to follow the world's marketing techniques to promote our churches. We want to follow the world's sales techniques to try and get somebody to pray a prayer to be saved. And we imitate and copy the world so much that we've forgotten that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. The weapons that God has for us, prayer, faith. Faith is another thing that we need. And I don't have time right now. Maybe we'll pick some of this up in the next half hour in our program Live with Pastor Al. But in Galatians chapter 6, he talks about the armor of God. And he talks about the sword. And of course, we know the sword is the word of God. And he talks about all these different things. But what he says about the armor of God, he says, having done all to stand. And we need to stand when we're in the face of this spiritual battle that we're in. Having done all to stand, Ephesians chapter 6, where he says, take the helmet of salvation in verse 17, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Here it is again, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. He continues talking about prayer there. And I would submit to you, we saw the loss in November. We saw the loss in August. We need to recommit ourselves as people of God, that we'll be people of prayer, and that we will take the shield of faith, and that we will take the helmet of salvation, and we will take the sword of the Spirit, and we will pray, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty they're mighty. Well, stay tuned and join us in the next half hour. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to For the Cause of Christ with Pastor John Lutz from the North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood. Pastor Lutz and the congregation would like to extend a cordial invitation for you to join them at any of their services. Sunday morning worship is at 11, the Sunday evening service is at 6, and the Wednesday Bible study is at 7 p.m. North Coast Baptist Church is located at 2051 Quail Street in Lakewood. For directions or more information, please call 216-521-3800. That's 216-521-3800. Or send an email to northcoastbaptist@sbcglobal.net. That's northcoastbaptist@sbcglobal.net. Thank you for listening. This program has been sponsored by the North Coast Baptist Church of Lakewood, Ohio.